This Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.
Hello, this is Corey Lynn Feynman, welcoming you to Desert City Diva, the podcast edition. Desert City Diva is part of my Raleigh Waters mystery series. You can find out more about my books and me at CoreyLynnFeynman.com. Macy Starr has hired Detective Raleigh Waters to find her birth mother. The only clue she has is a strange instrument known as a diddly bow, once owned by a UFO cult known as the Uvets. The owners of the alien artifact store, Dottie and Randy, are anxious to find the diddly bow. Its previous owner, Daddy Joe, former tribal police chief and Macy's adoptive father, has gone missing. Raleigh and Macy are mysteriously summoned to Desert View Tower, where a man hiding among the rocks calls out to them, Teotihuacan. An unknown assailant attacks Raleigh and Macy, and as we move into the early morning hours, they find themselves detained in the Ginkona Tribal Jail by Kinney Harper, Macy's adoptive sister, who is now chief of police. Welcome to episode 2 of Desert City Diva.
Ginkona Tribal Jail wasn't bad, as jails go. I know, I've been in a few. There were two holding cells right next to each other. I tried to get some shut-eye, but my body still ached from getting zapped by the boogeyman at Desert View Tower. The tribal police didn't find anyone out there except Macy and me. That's why we were in jail. Macy paced around in the cell next to mine. She wasn't making it any easier to sleep.
Waters, you ever been arrested before?
I'm not talking to you.
What did I do? Nothing.
Then why did Kinney throw us in jail?
Because she hates me. She thinks I killed Daddy Joe and stole that diddly bow thing.
Did you?
Oh, it's just like I told you, Waters. The security guard at the club gave that diddly bow thing to me. Daddy Joe wanted me to have it.
That's not what Kinney seems to think.
Oh, screw Kinney. Oh, I'm bored. You want to fool around?
What?
Well, there's only these bars between us. Lots of space to reach through. Here, move over here. Let's see what happens.
I don't think so.
You're turning me down? Never had a guy do that before. What's wrong with you?
You're my client.
It was my fault you got zapped. I want to make up for it. I wasn't a very good partner.
You're not my partner.
Look, I'm sorry about what happened up in the rocks. I shouldn't have gone off alone. I wanted to talk to the Birdman, but I lost sight of him. And then that other guy knocked me over and grabbed my zapper. Who is he anyway? It wasn't the Birdman.
No, but the Birdman knew he was there. He tried to warn us.
Here comes the big bad boss lady. Hey, Kinney, just like old times, right? How long you planning to keep me in the cage?
The guard at the club confirmed what you told me about Daddy Joe and the diddly bow thing.
Great. So you're letting us out of here, right?
Mr. Waters, you could have saved us all a lot of trouble if you'd shared more information with me during our phone conversation yesterday.
I'm sorry. I didn't feel comfortable revealing my client's name or circumstances.
That's right, Kinney. Don't give Waters any crap. He's a real private eye and he's working for me.
Shut up, Macy. I'm letting you go now, Mr. Waters.
Hey, what about me?
We'll get to that later. Mr. Waters and I are going to take a little drive first.
Where are we going?
To the house we grew up in, Macy and me. Daddy Joe's house.
Don't go with her, Waters. She's just using you to get back at me.
It's your choice, Mr. Waters. It would be a big help to me, and you might learn a few things, too.
If you leave with her, Waters, we're done.
I think I'd like to see the place.
You're fired, Waters, you hear me? You're fired!
Thank you.
So this is where you and Macy grew up?
Yeah. Cactus and tumbleweeds. And a view of where two canyons meet. Macy never really appreciated it. Or what Daddy Joe did for her.
Is that Desert View Tower over there?
Yeah, that's the backside of it. You see that house on the opposite canyon ridge? That's... well, let's go inside Daddy Joe's first. I want you to see the place before I go into all that.
What's this paper all over the walls?
Take a closer look. What do you think it is?
Well, there's maps and charts. Let's see. Geology and mineral deposits of the Jincona District, San Diego, California. They're for mining or something?
That's about right. What about all these file boxes?
Well, knowing your dad was a policeman, I'd say they were case files, reports, interviews, photos.
That's right. It's all the case files on the UVITs.
You mean the UFO people?
They lived in that house I was pointing to on the other side of the canyon, just off the reservation.
He made some marks on this map.
Yeah. He's got it triangulated, you see. Our house, Desert View Tower, and the UVITs place.
What happened to them, the UVITs?
17 people committed suicide. That's what it looked like at first, anyway. It was Daddy Joe who arrested their leader, a guy named Parnell Gibbons. Caught him trying to escape to Mexico via the res. This Parnell guy had about $30,000 in gold in his car.
When was this?
21 years ago.
Why does Daddy Joe have all the case files in his house?
That's what I'd like to know. He wouldn't tell me. It started after Macy left 5 years ago. When he retired, it got even worse. I think he's looking for something.
You think it's got something to do with Macy's diddly bow?
Take a look at this photo.
Are those people dead?
Yeah. That's them, the UVITs. They drank this gold tea together. It was a ceremonial thing, like a toast. They'd all drink it together in the morning, except that day, the tea had poison in it. The people were all dead in a couple of minutes. Most of them, anyway.
That's the diddly bow, isn't it? On the wall?
That's what it looks like to me.
What happened to the guy Daddy Joe arrested, this Parnell person?
He went to jail. 20 years, manslaughter. They couldn't prove murder, I guess. His lady friend got immunity for testifying against him.
What was the lady's name?
Dorothy Coasters. Gibbons handled the business side of things, but this Coasters lady was their spiritual leader. She told them the aliens were coming to Earth to save the UVITs. The aliens live in some sort of cloud between Saturn and Jupiter.
The Oort cloud.
Yeah, that's it. How'd you know that?
This shop I visited yesterday, they had some UVITs art on display. The Alien Artifacts store?
Yeah. That's Randy Parker's place. He came up here a few times and talked to Daddy Joe. Randy knows as much about the UVITs as anyone, I guess.
Yeah, I met Randy at the store. He wasn't the friendliest guy.
His parents were there, you know. They were UVITs. They both died.
Yeah, that might explain the hostility. Listen, Kinney, what can you tell me about Aunt Betty?
Who?
Aunt Betty. That's what Macy calls her anyway. Now, on the back of the diddly bow, there's a photograph of a girl holding the diddly bow. Macy says it's Aunt Betty.
I don't remember any pictures or any Aunt Betty. What does she look like?
She's a teenager, a dark-skinned girl, maybe 14 or 15 years old.
There was a girl like that who worked for us a couple of weeks, helping out after Mama died. She didn't stay around long. Daddy put me in charge of the house after that.
Do you know who Macy's parents were?
No idea. Daddy Joe brought her to the house one day, said, "This is your baby sister." Mama was dying. Things were crazy. I just kind of accepted it.
You must have wondered, though, as you got older.
Daddy Joe's got his faults. Knocking up an underage girl isn't one of them.
This was around the same time as that UVIT thing?
Yeah, I guess it would have been that same time. There's something else about the UVITs. Something that came up during the trial. You remember how the bad guy had those gold pieces on him when he got arrested?
Yeah, $30,000 worth.
There should have been more.
What do you mean?
At the trial, it came out that the UVITs were hoarding gold. They were saving it for that Oort thing. Some of the UVITs, they sold their houses when they joined. They handed the money over to this Parnell Gibbons, the guy Daddy Joe arrested. The coaster lady testified that Gibbons converted all that cash into gold. Somebody did the math and figured there had to be more than the $30,000 the guy had on him. A lot more. But no one ever found it. The story kind of built up over the years. Nobody knew where the gold went. People went looking for it.
You think Daddy Joe knows where the gold is?
I think maybe he's looking for it.
Randy Parker offered a friend of mine $2,000 for that diddly bow.
Randy might be looking for the gold, too. To make up for his parents, get some of their money back. Maybe that diddly bow thing is made out of gold.
It's made out of wood. But that word is inscribed on the back, though. The one the guy at the Desert View Tower was yelling at us. Teo Twaiki.
Yeah, about that. I need you to listen to something. Somebody left a message on Daddy Joe's answering machine.
Teo Twaiki! Teo Twaiki!
Yeah, that sounds like the same guy.
You know what it means?
Teo Twaiki? No, do you?
It's an acronym. Daddy Joe wrote the whole thing out on the whiteboard in the other room. Take a look through the door there. You see it?
Yeah. The end of the world as you know it?
Yep. Teo Twaiki.
After my visit to Daddy Joe's house, Kinney let us both go. Macy wasn't too happy on the ride home. She wouldn't talk to me. Not one word. She'd fired me, so I was surprised when I got a message from her the next day. I figured she wanted her diddly bow back, but that wasn't the message. She wanted to have lunch with me at the cantina.
Well, here we are again, back where we started, eating Mexican food and drinking beer at the cantina.
I'm drinking club soda.
Yeah, Waters, you're a beast.
Look, Macy, I'm not your boyfriend. I'm not your partner. I'm a private detective. We had a business arrangement. You fired me, remember? So what are we doing here?
Maybe I decided I should unfire you.
Why?
I got another one of those texts from the guy.
You gave me the silent treatment on the drive back yesterday, and now you want to start up again as if nothing happened? It doesn't matter to me one way or the other, but you need to decide if you want me to help or not.
I don't know, Waters. I don't know anything. Going back to the res, seeing Kinney, it really did a number on me. I hate her, but I can't really blame her for the way she treated me.
What do you mean?
Mama Jo died when I was little. She had cancer. Kinney was only 12, but Daddy Joe put her in charge of things. His work kept him out of the house a lot, so Kinney kind of inherited taking care of me. How'd you like to be her age and have to take care of a 2-year-old brat? Kinney tried to kill me once.
What do you mean?
Remember when I told you how Daddy Joe would leave us to play up at Desert View Tower sometimes?
Yeah.
Well, this one time, I guess I was maybe 7. Kinney and I were playing around by the animal statues, and we found this hidden entrance to a cave near the crocodile. There was this ladder that went further down into the cave, and I climbed down the ladder, then Kinney took it away. She just left me there. I couldn't get out. Daddy Joe found me the next morning.
He must have been angry with Kinney.
Oh, yeah. That sealed it between them. Daddy Joe got even tougher on her, and he started treating me like his golden child. And after Kinney left home, he started treating me just like he did Kinney, making me take care of the house and fixing him dinner. That's why I got out. Like I said, I don't really blame Kinney. She lost her mom and got stuck with me. I was an orphan and didn't have anybody. Well, Kinney didn't have anyone either, not really.
I asked her about Aunt Betty.
What did she say?
She said a girl like that helped out around the house for a couple of weeks, about the time when Mama Joe died, but she couldn't remember the girl's name.
Listen, Waters, there's something I didn't tell you, or Kinney. We need to go to Slab City.
Where?
Slab City. It's out in the desert. There's maybe 300 people live there. It's all RVs and trailers. Everyone's off the grid. No running water, no electrical service.
And why do we have to go to this place?
After you got zapped the other night before we got arrested, I saw this car driving away. It was an old Volkswagen van.
Okay, so?
Well, it looked like a rocket ship from Slab City. Well, that's what they call it there. It's a VW van someone's fixed up with fake wings and rockets in back. It's got these old TV antennas sticking out everywhere.
You think our Birdman might live in Slab City?
Yeah. Well, Cool Bob can help us find him. He knows everyone there.
Hang on. Who's Cool Bob?
Oh, he's this guy I met when I was there. He's kind of like a hippie Clint Eastwood. I did some poses for him at the shooting range. Oh, he's really into naked chicks posing with high-powered guns.
Okay, I get the picture. You've been to this place before?
Well, that alien artifacts guy you talked to, Randy Parker, well, he took me to Slab City once on a date.
Why didn't you tell me this yesterday?
I fired you. Remember? Silent treatment. Anyway, I started thinking about it last night after you dropped me off. It can't be a coincidence, right? Him meeting with Daddy Joe and also asking me out on a date?
It is an interesting connection.
Well, plus the rocket ship van thing.
Yeah. You really went on a date with Randy Parker?
You got a problem with that?
No, He just doesn't seem like your type.
Anybody's my type if they take me to the Coachella Festival. Those tickets are like 300 bucks.
I thought you went to Slab City.
We did. We went to Slab City the day after the festival. Well, then we split up. He dumped me, actually, right there in Slab City without a ride home. Like, he got what he wanted and then he was done.
What do you want?
I don't know. It wasn't sex. Well, not with me, anyway. We walked around Slab City a lot. Well, that's how I ended up making friends with Cool Bob.
Okay. I can see why we might want to go there.
We should take the diddly bow with us, show it around. Or maybe somebody there knows something about it.
It's worth a shot.
We'll need a camper or an RV if we stay overnight. We'd have to stay overnight, and you don't want to sleep on the ground. They got spiders and scorpions and other nasty bugs around. It'd be a lot safer if we had an RV.
My dad's got a Tioga. I guess I could borrow it.
Well, you'll like it in Slab City. They got a stage where bands play. Well, you should bring your guitar.
I have some conditions if we go.
Like what?
You can't fire me. No running away. No silent treatment.
I'll be good, I promise. You in, Waters?
Yeah, I'm in.
That's the spirit, partner. Road trip!
We made it to Slab City late that afternoon. Found a campsite for the Tioga and got settled in. Then we walked out to meet the man known as Cool Bob, making our way through the desert landscape until Macy stopped us in front of a grand archway built out of old propane tanks and oxidized rebar. Car doors reinforced the base on each side of the arch. A bicycle wheel had been mounted on top of it and spun slowly in the sunset winds. On the other side of the archway sat a well-tended garden of sculptural junk.
Well, this is it. The Slab City Art Garden, otherwise known as East Jesus. The discarded afterbirth of the industrial age, repurposed for an aesthetic enhancement.
East Jesus, huh? Is it safe for us to go in?
Sure, as long as there's daylight. Cool Bob says the locals only start shooting at night.
We better get going then. The sun's going down.
Hey, when we see Bob, can you pretend that we're dating?
Why?
Well, Bob's got a thing for me. It'll just make it easier. Come on, this way.
Wouldn't it be easier if we told him I'm a private detective and I'm working for you?
No way, Waters. Any hint of the law and the folks around here will shut us down, Bob included. He said we should meet by the grievance.
What's the grievance?
Over there. You see the elephant sculpture, the one that's made out of tires with the headlight eyes and the big rubber tube for the trunk? It's called Definition of a Grievance.
Yeah, I see it. I guess it's as good a definition as any. There's nobody here.
No, he'll show up. Time is fluid in Slab City. Other thing I need to tell you about Bob, he doesn't always make sense when he talks to you. You gotta pay attention to the way he's saying something more than the actual words. The slabbers call it Bob speak.
Great. That'll make this easier. Oh, hell.
What?
There's a guy over there by the wall of TVs. Looks like he's carrying an assault rifle.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Hey, Bob, over here.
Hey, Mace! All boners!
Good to see you too, Bob. Hey, this is my new boy toy, Raleigh Waters.
Well, he's older than the last one.
Yeah, Waters here is an actual adult.
Randy was heinous. Left me in shambles.
What'd he do?
He pillaged my trailer. Really cried havoc.
When'd he do that?
After you left. Randy came back a week later.
Did he take anything?
Not a tidbit.
What was he looking for?
Don't know. Left all my valuables in place. I think it had something to do with the alchemist.
Who's the alchemist?
He's a permanent slabber like me. Makes stuff. Total Tom Edison.
So he's an inventor? Is that what you mean?
Oh yeah. The guy's prodigious. Works on all kinds of stuff. Turns computer circuits into gold. Builds guitars too.
What kind of guitars?
All sorts. Customized.
Is there some way we can meet him, the alchemist?
What for?
Waters here is a guitar player.
The alchemist kind of keeps to himself. Doesn't like visitors. You gotta make an impression first, like I told Randy.
How do we do that? Make an impression?
Are you any good? As a guitar player, I mean?
Are you kidding, Bob? This guy's the hottest guitar slinger in the city. Waters is a killer. Hall of Fame.
Well,
Shut up, Waters. What are you thinking, Bob?
There's a jam session tonight at the range after we finish our set. The alchemist comes to listen sometimes. He always shows up when there's new blood.
Do you think I could talk to him then?
Afterwards only. Let him approach. It's all up to him. Patience rewarded. If he digs your melodics.
What do you think, Waters?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
This'll be great!
What?
Tonight only, at the Range, Raleigh Waters and the Slab City Rocker.
Mace?
Yeah?
That Randy guy, he was heinous. This new one is Coolsville.
Yeah, compared to Randy at least.
You want to go to the hot springs later?
Yeah, we'll see.
Listen, Bob, do you have any idea why Randy wanted to meet the alchemist the time he came back?
Yeah, he had something he wanted to show him.
What was it?
It was a picture of you, Mace. Randy had a picture of you.
Cool Bob and the Slab City Rockers were better musicians than I expected. We got loose and had a good time jamming until well past midnight. I even pulled out the diddly bow for a couple of numbers. When I came off stage, Macy looked at me differently. I looked at her differently, too. When we got back to the Tioga, neither of us tried to resist it. Afterwards, the RV wasn't a bad place to bask in the afterglow.
Ah, just like the old days, right, Waters?
What's that?
The crowd goes wild. You nail another groupie, rock their world, and add a notch to your guitar.
Shut up, Macy.
I thought you didn't sleep with clients.
Shut up.
What's that?
I don't know. Sounds like the wind's picking up.
Someone's out there.
Teo Twakey.
It's him, the alchemist.
I guess Bob's plan worked.
Teo Twakey.
I better go talk to him.
I'm going to.
You stay here.
Don't go all macho on me now, Waters.
Just let me go out and look around first. Remember what happened at the tower?
Yeah, whatever. Let's go. You see him anywhere?
No. Who's out there? I'm coming out. Where are you?
You're the guitar player, the Waters.
Yeah, that's me.
Who is the Golden Eyes?
My name's Macy. Who the hell are you?
The Macy makes funny noises. Ooh, baby. Oh, yeah.
Ew. Jeez, Waters. He was outside listening to us. What a freaking pervert.
The Macy has the key. The Macy is the Sachem.
Such what? What's he talking about, Waters?
The Sachem. The lady in Randy's shop told me about her. The Sachem was the Yuvitz spiritual leader. There's a painting of a gold baby.
What's that got to do with me?
I don't know.
The Waters must practice. The Sachem has the key.
The key to what?
The astral vibrator.
Astral vibrator? This guy really is a pervert.
The conjoinment is near. The Sachem has the key. The Waters must practice the frequency.
What frequencies?
Proceed to the crocodile. Proceed to the crocodile.
He's leaving.
He's gone.
That was the same guy from Desert Tower, wasn't it? Teo Twaki? Proceed to the crocodile.
It has to be him. Buddy Meeks.
Buddy. That's the guy you told me about, right? The one who made the diddly bow?
Yeah. Wait. Someone's coming.
Oh, yeah, I see him. It's Cool Bob. I wonder what he wants.
Hey, Mace, guitar guy.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
The alchemist dug your guitar work. He asked me to give you this.
What is it?
Don't know exactly. Something for your guitar. Like I said, he invents things.
It looks like some sort of tuner or frequency processor. There's a guitar input here and a row of LED lights.
There's no output, though. I plugged my guitar into it once, tried to figure out how it works.
What happened?
I got one of the LEDs to light up, randomly. That's about it.
You know anything about this, Macy?
Hell no. Why does that guy keep telling us to proceed to the crocodile?
I don't know. Maybe... Ow!
What is it?
I think something bit me on the foot. Damn, that hurts.
Sit down. I got my flashlight. Let me see. Holy crap, Waters.
What is it?
Your foot's swelling up.
Oh, man. That doesn't look good.
I feel funny.
Bob, he's keeling over. Help me catch him.
Oops.
Raleigh Waters podcast series is brought to you by Dino DeLucy Studios, an entertainment production company.